Yerushalmi Shvius, Parag Vav, Halacha Daud. Mishra says, "In Emes Emuta Adon Likach Yerach Mitzoy Shvius." When is a person allowed to buy Yerachas after Shvius? That is to say, Yerachas that grew after Shvius have no halacha sim, they're perfectly permitted. Yerachas that grew during Shvius, if you planted them during Shemitah, they would be svich and they would be aser. So Chazal wanted to make sure that you were buying vegetables from after Shvius and you weren't buying svichim that were left over from Shvius. So when could you buy them after Shemitah is over? Mishiyat Zekir Tzibay, once vegetables of that size could have grown. So if you have a cucumber that's, you know, as large as it takes to grow in 2 weeks, then you have to wait 2 weeks to buy it, and then you have to wait till the amount of time that it could have grown in that size. It's possible that it could have grown a vegetable of your size in that amount of time. But the Mishnah says a kula also have bochir. What happens if the parts of Eretz Yisrael where the vegetables grow quicker? So in that place where it grows quicker, it already this vegetable could have been grown. Then utar ha'afal. Then the places where the vegetables grow slower are also mutter to eat the vegetables because it's possible that a vegetable could have, this size vegetable could have grown that quickly because it could have grown in one of the places where it grows more quickly. So that even in the other places you're allowed to eat it, even though in this place it probably couldn't have grown that quickly. Rebbe, the Tanakhama says you have to wait a certain amount of time, and Rebbe held that you're allowed to buy it right away. The reason why you're allowed to buy it right away, the Malfulton says, is because we assume that the vegetables came from Chutzlars, even though it's very possible they came left over from Shvius. The Rebbe says, no, you can assume that they came from Chutzlars, and therefore it's not to buy them. Now the Mishnah goes on to a different topic and says, "Ein shemen treifu perish shvius me'aretz lechutzart." You can't take out these two things, shemen treifu and perish shvius, from eretz lechutzart. These two things are very different from each other. Shemen treifu means oil that needs to be burnt. That is to say, you had truma that's supposed to go to a kohen, and the truma became tummy. So truma that's become tummy has to be burnt. So shemen treifu means oil of truma that has to be burnt. So the din is when you have truma itself, you can't take the chutzarts because there's a tumah of chutzarts, you can't take it out of Eretz Yisrael. But once it's burnt, once it's very tummy, so it doesn't really make a difference to take the chutzarts. The Chacham said, you now have to take the chutzarts, even though it's already tummy, you now have to take the chutzarts. So that's one part of the din. And the second is, you can't take perish shvius to chutzarts. And that we're going to see is in the Gemara, it's based on a pasuk that it says, all the food, the produce of Shvius should be for you and your animals in your land. So that teaches us that either mitraisa or nasmachta from a pasuk, that perish Shvius are not allowed to be taken from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlars. Amar Reb Shimon, most of the years the word stick in the word Reb Shimon. Amar Reb Shimon. I heard, he argues, and he says, I heard that you're left into Syria. Syria is a land that borders Eretz Yisrael, that for some dinim has a din of Eretz Yisrael, and for most dinim does not. So I heard you're allowed to take Perish Shvius out of Syria, but you can't take it to Chutzar. Next Mishnah says, an opposite din, in Truma Chutzar's arts. You can't bring Truma from Chutzar's, that means it's from their lands bordering Eretz Yisrael, that a chayiv in Truma, even though they're not Eretz Yisrael proper, they're chayiv in Truma Semesters, but you can't bring that Truma from Chutzlars to Eretz Yisrael. The reason for that is because if you bring the Truma from those places, if you'll be allowed to transport it from those places into Eretz Yisrael, then the concern is that the Kohanim will go to those locations to get their Truma, and then they'll be leaving Eretz Yisrael, because they're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, because they'll become Tamei. So that's what they're saying. And then Amar Rebbe, Shemati Beferish, Shemivim Misuria, Bevim Chutzart. It's true, you can't bring it from Chutzart, but you can bring it from Syria, even though Syria really has Tomb of Eretz Amen, but you're allowed to bring it from Syria into the Tomb of Eretz Yisrael. So now, the Gemara gives us some background to what it said in the Mishnah. This Mishnah had this discussion about having Paris after Shvius, that Rebbe had said was you're allowed to have the Paris after Shvius immediately because you could have brought them from Chutzlars. Now the Gemara is going to tell us some things about this idea of bringing Yerachas from Chutzlars during Shemitah. Bereshena Originally, it was usher to eat vegetables in the border towns of Eretz Yisrael. What was the reason for that? The Chacham made an isser to eat vegetables in those places because those places have easy access to peri- to yarakas from chutzarts, and if people would eat yarakas in those cities, they would have an easy excuse to say that it came from chutzarts because it would be obvious. I mean, where else, it seems they have such easy access, people would say that, and therefore those people would end up planting peris on shvias, which would be svichin, it would be planting peris on shvias and claiming that it came from chutzarts. So they made an issue to eat vegetables in those cities so that people wouldn't use this excuse to start eating them, to eating peris that were really awesome. Then they changed it. You are allowed to eat vegetables in those places because the truth is they really have access to peris. But it was still usher to bring pears from chutzarts. So those people were allowed to eat it because the mice they did bring it from chutzarts, even though they weren't supposed to, or because the mouthful says some of them even had farms. The same person could have owned a farm on in Eretz Yisrael and out of Eretz Yisrael. So it changed, and it said, first they said you couldn't eat it, and then they changed and said, no, the people on the borders were allowed to eat it. Then his skin, they changed the rule to watch, they made it more cow. They said, no, now you'll have to bring from chutzarts to Eretz Yisrael. Presumably this is because they just felt people were more pressured, they just needed what to eat, so they allowed them to bring it, although you could learn otherwise, you could learn that it was because they thought that would be better for the rules of Shemitah, you know, to give people an access to something they wouldn't cheat, they wouldn't, you know, go against the deal. But anyhow, probably just because they wanted to have people needed the food to eat. But even so, they said, it's true you can bring from chutzarts, but you can't eat Israeli, you know, produce from Eretz Yisrael on right after Shvius, because the chutzarts that people just planted. And then Rebbe, the last stage was, Rebbe hit there. Rebbe said, well, the sort of the last stage was that Rebbe said you're allowed to buy Yerek Mutzar Shvias because he says, you, as we said in the Mishnah, that you could assume that it came from Chutzarts, so he was mocking to even eat a Yerek right in Chutzarts, barman kafloy, except for kafloy, which some say means a leek, except for the certain vegetable, he let them have everything, and the reason why he didn't let them this one vegetable is because, Mepharshim explained, it wasn't such a need for that vegetable, of all things, that one little thing wasn't such a big deal, so he kept, held on to that, and that flat vegetable, you have to wait until the amount of time that it takes for it to grow. So, Ma'av Dumle Tziporoi, what did the people from Tziporoi do? Rebbe lived in Tziporoi, so what did the people who lived in Tziporoi do? They weren't so happy about this last little detail that you couldn't eat kafloy until you had to wait for kafloy, but not for other vegetables. They dressed up some kafloids in sackcloth and ashes. I assume coming Rebbe, and they brought them to Rebbe, and Amalei, they made a show, and they pretended to be the kafloid, and they said, Ma'achata Dame in Koyarka, what did this vegetable do from worse than all the other vegetables? And I was like, why are you punishing me with this vegetable? You let everything else, like my cucumbers and tomatoes and everything else, how come I can't buy this vegetable? So Rebbe realized that it wasn't worthwhile, it wasn't so correct to only ask that one vegetable. But Shara Leilon, and Rebbe was matter, and ended up with his final dinner, which is you could buy the vegetables even miyad, which is exactly what it says in our Mishnah. So this was a lead up to it. Now we understand our Mishnah when it says Rebbe hit here to buy Yerek Matzah Shiz miyad. That means Rebbe, as we saw, till now Nirshami, that the din progressed. It used to be that there was more resusser, and then it slowly became more and more mutter till Rebbe came to the point that Rebbe was matter it even miyad. The Ula by Yishmael B'shem Rabchanina. This person said the following. He said a word story. That Rebbe and Rebbe Yishmael Yehuda Nachtu Ma'akai. Rebbe and Rebbe Yishmael Yehuda went to Akai this Kabbalah and got to Ramana. And they were guests of Ramana. They stayed over in his house. Amalei Rebbe. So Rebbe said, Asei lanu lefes echad shel yarak. Could you please make us a pot full of yarak? Could you cook us some yarak? So he made them a meat dish. They had asked for yarakas, and he gave them kupa instead. So the next day they asked him again, could you make us a pot full of yarak? So he made them this time some kind of bird. And so they kept asking for vegetables, and he kept giving them meat. I'm a Rebbe. So the two of them were talking this over. So Rebbe said, Niku Huzeh, Shrub Mipesach Shel Shmuel. It must be the Ramana is a Talmud of Shmuel, that Shmuel's style of eating was to eat more, eat of stambu, because he was a doctor, some say, his style of eating was to eat more meat and less vegetables. Okay, so he said, that must be what's going on here, because we keep eating vegetables, and he keeps turning around giving us meat. So no, Amar Rabbi Yehuda responded, and that's not what's going on. I feel me pesach of Shmuel, and it has nothing to do with that. Not because it comes from Shmuel. Vlama of a king, so why did he keep giving us meat when we have vegetables? Because through Talmud Mitamin and Rabbi Yehuda, this person is a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Amar HaYerek Asim Separ Yerek Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Yerek, he still holds that a Yerek is also in the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Akoi, this story occurred in Akoi. Akoi is a border town. And therefore, he held that he's not allowed to give us vegetables. It's during Shemitah. During Shemitah, he also did not allow to eat vegetables in these border towns. And therefore, as we had said before, that was originally what was the din, to build the halls again. And therefore, he refuses to give us vegetables. We keep asking for vegetables, and he keeps giving us meat. So now, in the next part of the Gemara, it says like this, when he came to someone, so this Rabbi Mano, who kept giving them meat, came to someone, there's different shop, either he came back to their houses, or he came to Behuda's house, or he came to his father's house, all kinds of different cases as to where he came to. But Rabbi Mano came to somebody, he said over the story of what had happened, that they had asked for vegetables, and he gave them meat. Amalei, and the person who he had gone to responded, there's two cases over here, the Mara folder has either Tzara Chavis or Ovid Kavasen. That means you did the right thing, and you did like what we hold, which is that you're supposed to not give your ruckus. So one version of what this answer was is that he said to him, you did the right thing. We hold you're not allowed to give, you're not allowed to have your ruckus in these towns, and you did the right thing by not giving to them. And others say, the gear says, Tzarech Havis Ovid Kavasan, you should have done like they do, which is you should have gone along with their thing and given them their vegetables, because they were right. Because it's a different gear story. So what the response was the person encouraged him, or the person said he had done the wrong thing. Okay, now we go on weiter. Yerushalmi says this. Tamantinino. We have a mission that says, Minhayerek, if a person said he makes a neder, he makes a promise that he won't eat Yerek, Mudir Biyarkus, so that he's allowed to eat the wild Yerek, the ones that just grow by themselves out in the fields, they grow wild. Because why should we shame Levi? A Yerekus Sada has a name, something attached to its name. It's not pure Yerek, it's Yerek Sada. And therefore, when the person said, I won't eat Yerek, he only meant that I won't eat Yerek. He didn't mean I won't eat Yerek Sada. So therefore, he's allowed to eat Yerek Sada. But Tony Allah, but the advice that says about it, Hanoidim and Yerek, the Shvias, if a person says on Shvias, I won't eat Yerek, then also after Yerek Sada, he also can eat Yerek Sada, because during Shvias, there's no Yerek, planted Yerek. So what could the person mean when he says, I won't eat Yerek? He must mean Yerek Sada. Even usually we say Yerek means not Yerek Sada, but, excuse me, when he says it, during Shemitah, he means Yerek Sada. The Tony Rav Crispa, Veshem Rav Chanan Yibarni Kamil, this person says, Vaman, he says, Vaman time, and he said something that explained the din that helps us realize something different about it. And he says, Adol the Tamar, actually, hit the Rebbe, you love Yerek, Mechutzorets, Oretz. All of that was true before Rebbe said the din changed and you were allowed to bring vegetables from Chutzorets to Eretz Yisrael. Al Mishay, hit the Rebbe, you love Yerek, Mechutzorets, Oretz. Once Rebbe said you're allowed to bring vegetables from Chutzar to Eretz Yisrael, he shvies Shnei Shvuot. Shvies and the other years have the same din. Why? Because during the original din, is based on the assumption that when I say I'm going to eat Yerek, during Shvita I must be Yerek Sada, because there is no Yerek. But now that you're allowed to bring your ruckus from Chutzar to Eretz Yisrael, so now when I said I'm not going to eat Yerek, I meant I'm not going to eat the Yerek that comes from Chutzar. And therefore, even during Shvias, when the person says, I'm not going to eat Yerek, I mean only Yerek, but not Yerek Sada. Okay, and the Marfu points out that Bavli, when it brings over this whole Nemra, says exactly the opposite at the end. That in the end it says that even once Rebbe was Makkah to bring from Chutzar, still the person does not mean Yerek, means Yerek Sada, and therefore he's not going to eat Yerek Sada, and of course he's not going to eat Yerek from Chutzar either. Okay, Rebbe, now we're going to have a similar memory. Rebbe Yeshiva Chanina Amar. He says the following thing. Olshin is a kind of a lettuce, kind of a plant. So, olshin, there are two kinds of olshin. There's regular olshin, and there's what's called olshe gina, and there's olshe sada. Those are the ones that grow wild. So the olshin, that means the wild ocean, chashuas heim l'tamim tumas oichel l'shvias. During Shemitah, they're considered to be food, to the point that they could be metamim tumas oichel during Shemitah, because during the rest of the years, they're not tumas oichel, because nobody eats them. But during Shemitah, people do eat them, because regular things are not being planted, so therefore, during Shemitah, they have tumas oichel. Hadol the Tamar, but that's only said, actually, hit the Rebbe, that was only true before Rebbe was matir to bring vegetables from Chutzar to Eretz Yisrael. So people, in desperation, would eat Oshay Soda. Al Mishi hit the Rebbe, once Rebbe said, you're allowed to bring pears from Chutzar to Eretz Yisrael, so there's plenty of ocean to eat that came from Chutzar, so he shvies, and other years of the cycle will have the same din, that Oshay Soda are not considered edible, because nobody eats them, because they have regular ocean to eat. Okay, so now the Gemara goes on to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that once Hitir, what are the words of the Mishnah? Asa HaBachir, once the earlier places in Eretz Yisrael started to produce vegetables that were this size, they put them off of them, the later places are allowed to eat them also. So the Gemara says, HaBachir Meim Loi Pligin. We thought originally that there was no disagreement, there was no difference of opinion as to regarding where this place is. The mission implies that no matter if there's any place in Eretz Yisrael that started to grow these pears, then every place else in Eretz Yisrael is allowed to grow Yerachas, then every place else in Eretz Yisrael is allowed to eat them also. But no, Ashkach, but then we found that Ashkach Ton Reb Yudayim Ad Kisiv, Reb Yehuda says that the din is, you can only, this that we say that if there's a place that started to grow, that the vegetables are growing, that only works until Kisiv. Kaziv is the place where it has Kedusha of the Oli Babel. That's a small area of Eretz Yisrael. So only in that small area, if something starts to grow, does everything come with it. And Rav Shimon says, like what our mission implies, that even if vegetables are grown even at Ramana, which is from the Oli Mitzrayim, even so you're allowed to be matter. Everything in Eretz Yisrael of that kind of vegetable is now matter. Okay, now the goes on to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah it said is, you're not allowed to take out Paris Shvi's for Chutz Arutz. So the Gemara says, Tini, Paris Arutz Yatsu Chutz Arutz. What happened if Paris of Eretz Yisrael went to Chutz Arutz? You weren't allowed to, but that's what someone did. They took them to Chutz Arutz. So, Misparim, the Mekamim, the Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon says that when it comes in time to do beer, that means that at a certain point when there's no more vegetables available for people, for animals and people to eat in the field, you have to be mafkir your peris, and you have to do this mitzvah called beer. So wherever you are, you took them to Chutzarts, from the place where you took them to Chutzarts, that's where you should do beer, and you should, you're not mechuyev to bring it back. That is to say, there's an issue to bring it out of Eretz Yisrael, but once it was out, there's no chiyev to bring it back into Eretz Yisrael. For Shimon ben Alzheimer, he argues, mevin l'aretz, umevaron, you're mechuyev to bring them back to Eretz Yisrael to do the mitzvah beer. So it says in the pasuk, the produce is supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael for people to eat and the animals to eat, and therefore you're mechuyev to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to leave it in Chutz Arutz. So it's a question of whether this iser of taking the pears to Chutz Arutz means it's just usher to take it there, or is it usher to take it there and you're mechuyev to bring it back also. That's machlokes. Okay, Amar Yaakov Acha, Hari Rav Imi ruled Kehin Tanya Kamiya Lakula, like the first Tana who was naked and says you don't have to bring it back. So it was paskening that you was also to take it out, but once you took it out, you're not mechuyev to bring it back. But Amar Rav Hila, even though you're not mechuyev to bring it back, once you took them out into Chutz Arutz, it's still also to move from place to place in Chutz Arutz. That is to say, now I'll take it, you already took it out of Eretz Yisrael, you now have to move it, so to speak, more out of Eretz Yisrael. So once it moved, it's stuck where it is. So you could eat it and do beer over there, but you can't take it any further out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the last part of the Mishnah had said was, you're not allowed to bring Truma from Chutz Arutz Eretz Yisrael. So now the Gemara is going to explain. So Amy being Truma, you're not allowed to bring Truma from Chutz Arutz Eretz Yisrael. Come on, we had a Mishnah that says it's in Chala, that says, Aristin Hevi Bikura Me'aspamya V'kibulmen. This person named Aristin brought Bikurim from Aspamya, which is in Syria, it's in Chutz Arutz, in the border, the countries around Eretz Yisrael. The Kibbutzim, he brought Bikurim to Yerushalayim, and they accepted his Bikurim, and he brought it to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara asks the Yavi Chuma, why did he only bring Bikurim and not Chuma? It seems like it was, you know, an event that he brought his Bikurim. Why didn't he bring his Chuma also? So, which is really asking a question to explain our Mishnah. How come the Mishnah says you're not allowed to bring Chuma from Chutz or to Eretz Israel? Rav Hoshea explains like this: Bikurim b'achrayas b'ilam. Bikurim is the responsibility of the owner, and that means to say it's the responsibility of the owner to bring it to Yerushalayim. Everybody who has Bikurim has to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, from two sides. First of all, is Chacham can't make an issue to bring it into Eretz Yisrael when you have a responsibility to bring it to Yerushalayim. What am I supposed to do with it? I have Mechut to bring it in. How can you tell me not to? And second is that the Kohanim have no need to come out to Chutzar to come get it when they know you're bringing it into Eretz Yisrael. But the opposite is Chuma in a Bachra's Bayram. Chuma is not the owner has no responsibility to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. He could leave it right where he is in Chutz Aretz and give it to a kohen there. And therefore, so first of all, from the one hand, is Chacham had no problem asking it because there's no mitzvah to bring it in. But also, if you're going to say that you'd be allowed to bring it into Eretz Yisrael, the Kohanim from Eretz Yisrael will go to these countries to get the tool from this person. Because if you're allowed to bring to import it to Eretz Yisrael, they'll go there, get the tool, and bring it back with them. Since we don't want the Kohanim to go to Chutz Aretz, therefore the Chacham made an Isser and said you're not allowed to bring Chuma from Chutz Aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore the Kohanim won't go out into Chutz Aretz and come tell me, and that's the explanation from it.